CJSF is 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the heights of Burnaby Mountain.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is Walking My Cat Named Dog.
La 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 la. Parachute girl flies over the world when she jumps up out of her airplane. Parachute girl flies over the world when she jumps up out of her airplane. She's not afraid to jump from a plane with a parachute on and her helmet too. She's ready to fly. She scares her mother and her brother half to death. They're holding their breath. The parachute girl flies over the world when she jumps up and out of her airplane. Parachute girl flies over the world when she jumps up and out of her airplane. She likes to girl flies over the world when she jumps up and out of it.
flies over the world when she jumps up and down of her airplane. Parachute girl flies over the world when she jumps up and down of her airplane. Parachute girl flies over the world when she jumps up and down of her airplane. La 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 la. Parachute girl. La 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 la.
That is music going back quite a ways. It's Roger Day out of Tennessee, if I remember right. Maybe Alabama. One of those states down there. Parachute Girl is the name of the song. Started off with They Might Be Giants, Walking My Cat Named Dog here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Indie music for indie kids. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. My name's Bill. Child's over there.
Ella.
And over there.
Audrey.
And over there.
Elle.
We have another visitor. This is so exciting. Elle, it's so great to have you here. You're visiting. Well, tell us what your job is.
Yeah, I'm visiting today from Yellowstone National Park. Just flew in this morning. And my job is officially called Thermal Protection Ranger. But a lot of what that entails is pulling trash out of the famous geysers of Yellowstone.
And the geysers, famously very warm. What do you do to keep yourself safe while doing so?
Basically, we use the longest pole that we can find anytime we're working with the geyser. Longest we have right now is 30 feet.
That's very long. And do you recommend that visitors going to Yellowstone, because some of our listeners may be going to Yellowstone later this summer, do you recommend that they stay on the boardwalk or go gallivanting around off the boardwalk?
We would absolutely recommend that people stay on the boardwalk.
Okay, even if they see you going off the boardwalk.
Even if they see us. We have done training. We are experienced. We know.
And you have very long sticks.
We have very long sticks.
And the sticks are intimidating to the geysers, is that right?
Pretty much.
Sometimes okay.
We'll also use a fishing pole.
And that will also scare the geysers and they won't affect you.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty great. Let's see here. Music here from Sam Sui. Is that how you suggested
Sui.
That? Sui, part. Thank you. And Casey Brevis, the song, it's new music from them. The album is called Why Do We Sing? And the song is The Seagull Shanty.
Hey! 6 silly seagulls sat on a rock. All together, what a feathery flock. One took a dive off a weathered dock to go for a swim, but he had a shock when a fish bit his beak and made him squawk.
Squawk!
Hey, hey, he flew away into the wind and the ocean spray. Hey, hey. The other one stayed and kept on singing the seagull shanty. Squawk,
squawk,
squawk, squawk,
squawk.
Five! 5 silly seagulls sat by the sea, a happy little seagull family. One saw a kid looking so carefree, riding the waves on his water skis. So she took off to meet him and she cried out, wee!
Wee!
Hey, hey, she flew away into the wind and the ocean spray. Hey, hey, the other one stayed and kept on singing the seagull shanty.
Squawk,
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 squawk.
4
silly seagulls sat on the prow of a fisherman's ship that was sailing south. One got his tail feathers caught somehow on the anchor hanging off the bow. He pinched his butt and he cried out, ow,
ow.
Hey, hey, he flew away into the wind and the ocean spray. Hey, hey, the other one stayed and kept on singing the seagull shanty.
Squawk,
squawk,
squawk.
3
silly seagulls sat on a dam.
Hey, who's gonna find us lunch?
I am.
Said one who found a slice of ham and an old donut and a jar of jam. But he ate too much and the other said scram.
Scram!
Hey, hey, he flew away into the wind and the ocean spray. Hey, hey, the other one stayed and kept on singing the seagull shanty.
Squawk,
squawk.
2
silly seagulls huddled close by as the rain poured down from a stormy sky. One had a wish to leave and find a tropical island sunny and dry. So she turned to her friend and she said bye-bye.
Bye-bye!
Hey, hey, she flew away into the wind and the ocean spray. Hey, hey, the other one stayed and kept on singing the seagull shanty.
Squawk!
1
silly seagull sat on a stone, singing his shanty all alone. Wondering where all his friends had flown, off on the wind to seas unknown. He called to the other ones,
please come home.
Hey, hey, and then one day he
he looked to the sky, and on their way were all his friends flying home, and they were all singing the seagull shanty. Hey, hey, without delay, they all sat down and began to play the drum and the fiddle, and they said, let's stay and keep on singing the seagull shanty. Squawk, 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 squawk.
Go Banana Go from their newest album, A Bowl Full of Fun. Song is Underpants. 35 before that from Rob Ruha and Kahau. I think that's how we're going to say that. That is how I'm going to say the name. Incredibly catchy song. And the Seagull Shanty, new music from Sam and Casey from the album Why Do We Sing here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child. Music for kids and their grown-ups. And I was going to ask our guest, Elle, we'll talk to Elle and Audrey at some point, but Elle is the one who is currently at Yellowstone. You were in Antarctica, too. Is that right?
That is correct.
What did you do in Antarctica?
I had one of the hardest jobs on station. I worked at McMurdo Research Station. Yes. I washed dishes.
That is a hard job. And you did a radio show, I think.
And a radio show as well. It was called Elle Freezes Over.
That's pretty great. And while you were there, did you watch ever John Carpenter's classic movie, The Thing?
We watched it, I think, 3 times.
Of course you did.
A favorite tradition at South Pole Station, after the last flight leaves before the winter, where the entire station shuts down,
yes,
they watch The Thing so they can get properly ready.
Terrified. That's fascinating.
8 months of
That's amazing.
Dark.
Music here from Lucy Kalantari and the Jazz Cats. It's Pattonato with a Swing featuring Miss Jessica on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child.
Es hora de ponerse los patines. Feels like I'm soaring through the air. The wind is blowing through my hair. Me lleva el ritmo, giro y giro. Moving and grooving, I shuffle my feet. Turning and twirling, I dance to the beat. Hey, patinando. Y cada paso es divertido, con movimientos tan fluidos. Beats so inviting and so enticing. Rotando, rotando de aquí para allá, moviendo, moviendo, voy sin vacilar. Patinando.
If you got one, then you twiddle your thumb. If you got two, then you tap your shoe with your thumb. If you got three, then you wiggle your knee. If you got four, then you wiggle your knee some more. If you got five, 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 well, everyone knows. You put your fingers to your toes. If you got one, then you twiddle your thumb. If you got two, then you tap your shoe. If you got three, then you wiggle your knee. If you got four, then you wiggle some more. If you got five, then you got one, two, three, four, five. If you got one, then you twiddle your thumb. If you got two, you tap your shoe with your thumb. If you got three, then you wiggle your knee. If you got four, then you wiggle your knee some more. If you got five, 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 well, everyone knows. You put your fingers to your toes. If you got one, then you twiddle your thumb. If you got two, then you tap your shoe. If you got three, then you wiggle your knee. If you got four, then you wiggle some more. If you got five, Then you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then you got 1, 2, 3. It's easy as can be. And you got under trois. Slack la di da di da. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Elizabeth Mitchell from the Blue Clouds release. Song is I Wish You Well. Just a lovely song on a lovely album here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Music for Kids and Their Grownups. Come to you from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9, online at sparetherock.com and distributed via PRX. And friends, we have reached the point in the show when I need your help. Ella, will you tell the folks at home and Audrey and Elle here in the studio what's going on next?
I will. So Audrey, you kind of know this already, but Elle, what we're going to do is that my dad's going to ask us if we have a question, and we're going to say yes, because at that point in time, we will have a question. And then when he asks us what that question is, we are all going to yell as loud as we possibly can, "Are you prepared to rock?" But you, in particular, are going to lean back from the microphone a little bit so you don't make it too loud for the people listening at home.
Yes.
And my dad.
You, having done radio in Antarctica, as it turns out, probably know that you should not yell directly into a microphone. Especially on ISRE20. Okay, so do you understand what's going on?
Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
Audrey, you still remember?
Yeah.
We're all good? Cool. So, Ella, Audrey, Elle, and everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
We do?
Yeah.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Mm-hmm.
sometimes they run. Don't spare the rock. This is a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock. Don't spare the rock.
Music from F-105. The song is called Songs for Our Kids.